And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of November, 2009. It was on this day, 1950, the playwright and critic and vegetarian George Bernard Shaw died at the age of 94, not from old age, but from an injury. He'd fallen off a ladder while he was pruning trees in his garden, and he died from the complications. He outlived most of his friends, but once asked whether he missed any of his contemporaries, he said, "No, I miss only the man I was." George Bernard Shaw, who once said, "Do not try to live forever, you will not succeed." Some fans of Shaw's wanted to start a George Bernard Shaw Society to promote his ideas. He was against the whole thing, but they formed it anyway in 1941 on his 85th birthday. Shaw wrote to them, "Go ahead, but don't bother me about it. I am old, deaf, and dotty. In short, I has been." But the Shaw Society is still going strong and gathers one Friday evening a month at Conway Hall in London, lectures and readings of his plays. George Bernard Shaw, who said, "What is life but a series of inspired follies? The difficulty is to find them to do. Never lose a chance. It doesn't come every day." It's the birthday of the critic and novelist Thomas Mallon, born Glen Cove, New York, 1951, who said he had the kind of happy childhood that's so damaging to a writer, where our fathers were all World War II veterans and our mothers were always at home. He became a professor of literature. He was interested in diaries, personal diaries of writers. Wrote a book about it called A Book of One's Own, including diary entries from Virginia Woolf, Dostoevsky, and Thomas Mallon himself, which was a big success when it came out in 1984. His other novels include Henry and Clara, Dewey Defeats Truman, Bandbox, and most recently, Fellow Travelers, about a gay couple living in Washington during the McCarthy era. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin in honor of George Bernard Shaw, the vegetarian, entitled The Accolade of the Animals. All those he never ate appeared to Bernard Shaw single file in his funeral procession as he lay abed with a cracked, infected bone from falling off his bicycle. They stretched from Hampton Court downstream to Piccadilly against George Bernard's pillow, paying homage to the flesh of man unfleshed by carnage. Just shy of 100 years of pullets laying hens, no longer laying, ducks, turkeys, pigs and piglets, old milk cows, anemic vealers, grain-fed steer, the annual Easter lambkin, the All-Hallows mutton, ring-necked pheasant deer, bags of hare unsnared, rosy trout and turgid carp, tail-walking like a sketch by Tennell. What a cortege it was, the smell of hay in his nose, the pungencies of the barn, the courtyard cobbles slicked with wet. How we omnivores suffer by comparison in the jail of our desires, salivating at the smell of char, who will not live on fruits and greens and grains alone. So long a life, so sprightly, so cocksure. The Accolade of the Animals by Maxine Cumin, from her selected poems 1960 to 1990, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Becoming Human on PBS, NOVA unearths our earliest ancestors to see how they became us, the evolution of evolution. NOVA, Becoming Human, Tuesday at 8, 7 Central on PBS. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.